You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Thursday. God bless you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. We're going to start it off right if you're tuned in either 6:30 in the morning here on WWBC or 7:30 a.m. on WMIE, or we're going to end it right at 5:30 p.m. here on WMIE and WWBC. Whatever the time is, I thank you for taking 30 minutes of your Thursday today to join us here on WGOD. We're tuning in to God's frequency today. God's got a word for you today. It's going to come out of the book of Galatians. We're going to start here on the radio now, a sermon series through the book of Galatians starting here today. This is part one. This will play today and tomorrow. I'll let this opening play on Friday as well. So I invite you guys to church this weekend. If you are looking for a new church, if you're new to the area, if you're sick and tired of not hearing the word of God at church, then I invite you to ours. You know what to expect if you listen to this program. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Island Community Church. We meet at 10:35 on Sundays, 6 o'clock on Wednesdays. No matter what day it is, we're going through the New Testament verse by verse. That's what we do here at this church. We sit under the word of God, let the word of God speak, do what he says. We worship him through keeping his word. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. That's what we aim to do. The word of God is the final authority for us. I invite you to one of our services. I invite you to check out our statement of faith. Read and see what we believe about Jesus. Does your church have a statement of faith? Is it available on their website? They need to. What everyone believes about the Son of God needs to be first and foremost, and it's very important when you decide where you're going to go to church. Okay, here we go. This is either part one or part two of this message. This is an introduction to the book of Galatians.
You never pick an apostle through a spaghetti dinner. No apostle was ever chosen through a spaghetti dinner or even a lasagna dinner. Though that's pretty close for coming up for a good reason. Apostles, Jesus said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Apostles come through Father and Son, never through man. That's why there's no instructions in the Bible with how to choose an apostle, because men don't choose apostles. Jesus chooses apostles. So Paul, an apostle, not from men, neither through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead and all the brethren who are with me to the churches, plural, of Galatia. First of all, you see how important it is to have a literal Bible? Look at the distinction here in verse 1. Men and man. Some translations change men to people. They aren't literal like that. It's important to have a literal Bible to see. Now, right here again, he's defending himself and his credentials here. Verse 1. Paul, number 1, not from men. Again, nowhere in the Bible are there instructions on how to choose an apostle. Other than Matthias, who replaced who? Judas. Anyway, I don't suggest gambling is the best way to choose one, as they did. Funny, imagine if we tried that here. Huh? Who will be the next deacon? No, they're both deacons. Imagine that. Who will be the next deacon here? Dwayne or Darren? And if I use dice to decide, and I roll seven, and we pick Dwayne. And if I roll craps, we pick Darren. Imagine that. That's how they did it. Whoever got the short end of the straw was in it. No, let's not do it that way. Men don't do this. Number two, not from man. No individual man made Paul an apostle. Paul became an apostle, it says, by Jesus Christ and God the Father. Notice we're working on a trinity here. Jesus is not the Father. The Father is not Jesus. There are two different, distinct people, but one God. Amen. Thomas bowed the knee to him and said, my Lord and my God. But he's not the Father. So I don't suggest if someone knocks on your door and asks you about the Apostle Paul that you answer and say, we don't follow the Apostle Paul here. Because the Apostle Paul wrote 14 books of the New Testament. And if you don't follow the Apostle Paul in your little group of heretics, then guess what? You're not Christian. I hear crickets around here. Let me try that again. Paul wrote 14 of the 27 books in the New Testament. If you don't follow... See, like actually Wayne said to me Wednesday night, we follow Jesus Christ. But he is the one who led to put all this stuff in Paul's heart and mind and spirit. If you don't follow the writings of the Apostle Paul, you're not Christian. How in the world could you say we don't follow him here? Okay, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Standard greeting reads like a Christmas card, doesn't it? Grace and peace. May the grace of God be with you, and may the peace of Jesus Christ fill your soul. I love this verse here. I think it was on the bulletin. John 14, 27. Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. There's nothing better than I can think of, other than the insurance of my salvation, to walk out these doors with this morning than to walk with the peace of Jesus Christ flooding your soul when you leave this church here in about 3 hours this morning? What better thing? David wrote this, Psalm 119, 165. He says, great peace have them that love thy law. That's the word. Great peace have them which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. How you doing with that? Are you there yet? Where nothing shall offend you? Then perhaps we need Paul to greet us like that. What do you think? Because I could sure use some grace today. How about you? We blow through these verses too fast. I could sure use some grace. I stop and consider myself. I've come to the realization that this old boy is in need of grace. I need God to put his hand on my face like my dad used to do and say, son, I love you. It's all right. I love you, son. Grace. Funny thing is, you find is the more times you realize that you deserve this is when he gives you grace, when that hand comes out, comes on the side of your face and says, I love you. That's what we need. We read through these verses too fast. We want to, let's try and hurry up and get through this opening here, but come and greet me like that, Paul. Matter of fact, I sure wouldn't refuse the peace of Jesus Christ either. With all the evil and turmoil out here in the world, how about a little peace today? How about if I slow down over that verse this morning? Any objections? I think we could do a whole sermon on receiving the grace of God and the peace of Jesus Christ. Does that interest you? Or how about a 52-week series on tithing? Sharon, is it? No. The grace of God. Pastor Paul, I forgive you. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. Count me in. That's for me. Pastor Paul, how about some peace this morning? The same peace that gave the Son of God the courage to get up on the cross when he didn't have to. The peace of God that passes, you'll never get it. You'll never understand. And it's for you. That's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, even though you might lose your job if you don't take a shot. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, God help me, supplication. That's petitioning the Lord for something. Heaven forbid you might even miss a meal. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which is far greater than anything you can think of or surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Peace! Jesus stood up in a boat during a storm, lifted up his hand and said, peace, be still. Hurricane stops. Praise be to God. And it's just that fast that he wants to do the same for you today. We're not going to rush through these verses here. The peace of Christ can calm a storm in your life too. All right, one last verse on this life-changing miracle. Jesus says, these things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world, he says, John 16, 33. You too can have peace, even in tribulation. This is how you get through these things, is through Jesus Christ flooding you with his peace. It's how you don't worry if your company's going to take your job away for not getting the vaccine. How do you get through these things? There's two or three people in this church at the risk right now of losing everything they have because of this. How do you get through it? The peace of God gets you through it. If it can get the Son of God on the cross, it can get you through whatever you're going through too. Right? These things I've spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In this world you'll have tribulation. Okay, Isaiah the prophet calls the Son of God. Remember one of his names for Jesus? The Prince of Peace means the dispenser of it. He is peace. He's full of it. He's full of peace. And he'll give it to you as well. Let me encourage you to get for yourself an extra helping of the peace of Christ this morning. And refuse to let anyone take it from you. Amen. Don't let anyone, any circumstance, any government, any person, don't let them take your peace that Jesus has given to you. Hold on to it. Don't let anyone take it. Don't let anyone take it. Grace to you and peace. He doesn't even greet these people other than, he doesn't praise them. This is it. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus, who gave himself for our sins so that he might deliver us from this present evil age, where King James has world, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And amen. He gave himself because it took himself. It took himself to accomplish such a glorious feat as this. It took himself. He gave himself because himself is the only thing that could save us. His blood, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins. It took himself, and he gave himself. Because he loves you that much. God loves you so much. And the Son loves you that he got up on the cross when he didn't have to. He said, I could call on 6,000 angels and deliver me right now. If he chose to. But he chose to get up on the cross because he loves us just that much. Now, I could sign off and we could be done with the book of Galatians today by just saying one more thing. And that is, here comes these people creeping in the back door and they say, no, the cross isn't enough. Let me help some little old lady across the street. I know. How about if I give the church some money for their walk for Bibles? Here, you want some money? How much money do you want? How about, let's keep some rules. Jesus kept rules, they say. Paul kept, they all followed the law. They didn't eat matzo balls. They kept rules. You gotta keep rules. Imagine adding anything to what Jesus Christ did on the cross. That's the rub in this letter. They don't have the nerve to say it while he's there. They wait for him to leave. We're going to see the word stealth, spy, slip in, unawares. Those are the words we're going to see next week of what happened when he left. No, what Jesus did on the cross isn't good enough. No, you got to give me cash. Then you'll really get in. Wow, did this make him mad? He was so mad at these people. They're all there is. This is not a greeting to them. This is a praise and exaltation of the triune God. He even greeted the Corinthian church, who was way fallen away from the doing things they shouldn't have done. He greeted them. These guys he doesn't even greet. For making what Jesus did on the cross not good enough. You're going to add to that with your own works. Don't try that at home. Don't try it at home. Now, no sooner than this short sentence or two of praises for the triune God, Paul goes right after them. Matter of fact, again, as I said, this is the only letter written by Paul with no greeting to the recipient. Now here in verse 6, we're going to find out what was happening here in Galatia was worse than what was going on at Corinth. Starts with the words, I marvel. So he praises God, and then he's right at him in the next verse. He doesn't say, greet so-and-so, how I've longed to see you. All those nice greetings he gives to everyone else. Not here. He goes right into blasting them. He praises God, says amen, and then he starts with, I marvel. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Now, I'm so glad the New King James has this right. The King James uses the same English word for two Greek words. which is incorrect in verses 6 and 7. The King James says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. Those are two different words. The words are heteros and allos. Heteros means different. Heteros means another of a, it means another of a different kind. Allos means another of the same kind. Like when Jesus said when he departed, he's going to send another helper, meaning the Holy Spirit. It's another of the same kind. Here you get both words used in one sentence. I marvel you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which, verse 7, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Marvel, Paul said. Greek word, thamazo. I love reading in the Gospels when Jesus marveled at something. It means to be struck with astonishment. It means to behold with amazement. Paul is saying, as if you needed any help for me to explain it, because I think we all get the picture here. He said, I am besides myself. Or you could say, I am dumbfounded by what I see. I can't believe what I'm hearing, because he didn't have FaceTime on his iPhone. He had to wait for a letter to reach him. And he can't believe what he's hearing in his ears. That's what he's saying here. I am beside myself that you are turning away from Jesus Christ who called you, and he called you in grace, it says. In grace. Remember as we move along, the algebraic formula of the book of Galatians. All right? Faith plus nothing. Amen. Equals salvation. If you remember anything in this book, remember that. Faith plus nothing. You can't add anything to your faith. You can't. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. He continues, I'm sitting here marveling with great amazement. You're turning away from Jesus Christ, and you're turning away from the gospel of Jesus Christ, and turning away to a different gospel, which is not another. All right, now we'll end this sermon here this morning with this last explanation here, because I see it is about time to say goodbye here for today. Perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ was this. It was adding to what Jesus did by dying in our place on the cross and shedding his untainted blood for you and I. And for you or for someone to say, no, that's not enough. What Jesus did is not enough. That is perverting the gospel message. Let me add my part to that. Let me give money to the church. They were being told to get circumcised, and they were being told to keep the Old Testament law. What Jesus did, yeah, that's pretty good, I guess. But you got to keep the law, too, and do all those things in the Old Testament law, like Moses tried to. And isn't it funny that they would choose Moses? Because Moses never saw the inside of the promised land. Because he couldn't do it. But they expect you to. Moses never saw the promised land on earth. Because he couldn't keep all the rules. But they expect you to. They expect you to keep them all. They expect you to do what they can never do. Didn't Jesus condemn that? You Pharisees, he says. You make these people do all these things when you don't lift a finger to do it. He said, you can't keep any of these rules, and you want to make these people keep them. Friends, church, you cannot keep rules to be right with God. You are right with God by faith in Jesus Christ. And when your faith is right, He gives you the strength to do these things that you need to do. You can't do it by keeping rules, because you can't keep rules. If Moses can't do it, and he saw the face of God, believe me, you can't either. You're not better than Moses. You can't do it. You can't do it. The one true gospel is the gospel of the grace of God, who accepts you as you are, who loved you on your worst day, who saved you because he loves you, and because he chose you, and he saved you because he felt like it. Amen. God felt like it. He saved you because he felt like it. He is God. He can do what he wants. He loves you so much, he chose you and called you and saved you because he felt like doing that. And not by works. Now, Paul wrote this to the young pastor. His name was Titus. And then we're dismissed here for today. Titus chapter 3, verse 4. Paul wrote, "When the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified..." This is why, friends, why I really have this gavel, is to show you what God did for you and I. Justified. When God takes, slams down his gavel and looks at you and says, "Not guilty. I absolve you of every sin you've ever done." And not only that, the Bible says God has amnesia with your sins. He forgets them. Where is that in the Bible? Jeremiah chapter 33, Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he doesn't remember our sins. He's got amnesia. If only we would do the same. "Whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." I leave you there. Who do you want to be an heir of today? Your Uncle Harry and his Grand Funk Railroad collection? Or being an heir of Almighty God? Imagine that. Where eyes not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. And all that done by what he did. All we have to do is receive that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is right. Let's pray. Lord, hallelujah. Just shout out your name in the house here today. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, and you've washed it white as snow. We praise you in the house today, Almighty. Thank you for the work that you and you alone, triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, have done on our behalf, because you love us that much. It just makes us want to shout. We praise and magnify your holy name here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.